Have you ever seen any animals that are ghosts? Or are they always people?
Yes, I saw an animal. I was going down the road one afternoon taking my sister back to her where she lived. And it looked like I saw somebody in a buggy.
Yeah.
You know, back they had these buggies, we call them buggies, they ride behind the mule, you know, they don't, ain't got bodies back there to haul like a wagon. Look like I could see them just as natural coming down the road, and when they get to them and you ever take your eyes off of it, you lose sight on it.
Good gracious alive.
And I pulled my mule way over, the road was narrow, you know, and he's right in the center of the road, and I just feeling for him to hit the buggy. When I turned my head that way and looked back around, I didn't see him, he'd gone.
Just nothing there.
There wasn't nothing there.
Good heavens. But that didn't bother you either.
No, ma'am.
Didn't do anything to you.
No, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I feel a little warm.
Uh-huh. Gosh. Ooh, that must have been strange. Gosh. I've never seen one. I don't ever want to see one. What do you call an old falling down house that a spirit might live in? You know, if nobody else lives there, sometimes.
Well, we call them haunted house or ghosts.
Okay. What do you call something that brings bad luck? Do you have just a general word for anything at all that brings bad luck?
Well,
Let me see, I'm thinking maybe if we turn it around like that, that'll be better. Turn it like that. Have you
yes.
ever heard the words jinx or hoodoo or voodoo?
Yes.
You ever used any of those words?
Yes.
Which one would you use?
Well, voodoo is mostly what we use.
Well, what is voodoo?
Well, I don't know, ma'am. Some people say that people that sold their soul out to the devil. I don't know what it is.
Uh-huh. Well, are there any people around like that around here?
Supposed well, I don't know of any.
Uh-huh.
But.
Uh-huh. Well, let's see. What do you call a child whose mother and father aren't married?
Well, I don't know, Holly, what would be the right name to call. I just said it's just not married, they're just living together.
Okay, but it's the word for the child that I'm asking about. You know, if the parents aren't married and they have a child.
Well, some people call them bastards, but I don't know.
Uh-huh. But you wouldn't use that word?
No, ma'am.
Uh-huh. Okay. What do you call a place where a dead person is taken to be prepared for burial?
Cemetery?
No, this is where, right after a person dies, before they bury him, they take him to a place and get him ready for the funeral.
Oh, the funeral home?
Okay. And what do you call the box or the case that a corpse is put in before it's buried?
Well, we call them vaults.
Okay. Well, now, a vault is a... Let's see, that's a thing that goes... Well, now, there's another box, too.
Yeah, somebody used that in the case of the place of the old wood box. You know, way back they used to put them just in a coffin and a wood box around.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And now there's a vault.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. What do you call the place where the dead are buried?
We call it a cemetery.
Okay. What do you call a small... Oh, that's a North Georgia question. What do you call a stream of water, a large stream of water that runs through level country, like around here?
Creek.
Okay. And suppose it's bigger than a creek. What would you call it then?
A river.
Okay. What do you call flat, grassy country, like maybe down around the seacoast where there's high grass?